Hey everyone, it's me, Rita, from Longhorn Live Radio. We are here with the stellar running back. I'm so excited to be here with him face to face. It is the honor of the red, white, and blue, and I'm going to say, more importantly, brown. Can you guess who it is? I just gave you a really big hint. Yes, it's Malcolm Brown. Hey Malcolm, how you doing?
I'm doing all right today.
You look all right. You look real good, and I'm so glad to have you here with me. I have a few questions for you and for our audience here at Longhorn Live Radio. So first of all, of course, congratulations on a wonderful career that you've had here at Steele High School and, of course, winning the state San Antonio Championship. At this point, Malcolm, what are some of the things that you feel that you'll be able to carry with you to the University of Texas?
Some of the things I'll be able to carry with me. We've had a lot of big games this year. I would say our first ever game was on national TV, so just that experience of having those big games will kind of make me a little bit more comfortable going into my freshman year of college, and how pretty much every game is a big game. So just having that experience of just being on TV and being watched all the time and having so many fans is a very, very important thing to me.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't any, no pressure knowing that. In fact, how do you feel about that? When you go into a game, do you block out all those external factors, like, being on national TV and knowing that you're having all those eyes on you? It is a little bit of pressure. How do you feel?
Oh, it is. It's a lot of pressure. Honestly, there's kind of no way you can kind of block it out, because it's always going to be in your mind. You're on TV and stuff, but you just got to just try your hardest just to focus in. And pretty much when you get into the game, that's all you're focusing in on, and you're just eventually just, it's just going to fade away. So,
well, Malcolm, you did more than try your hardest. You led your team to an amazing, amazing victory. I have another question a little bit different now. Seeing the demise of the UT running game these past couple of seasons, and being now the anointed one by the fans, have you now added any additional pressures on yourself?
I try not to. I can honestly say it is a lot of pressure. I really don't want anyone calling me the anointed one or think I'm a just...
Well, you know what? We say that with love. It's a term of endearment.
Yeah, I really don't want anybody thinking I'm just going to save the whole program, but... It is. It's
you
a
know,
lot of pressure.
No,
yeah,
no pressure.
Oh, no,
it's
yeah,
just
I'm
the
just,
whole program, Malcolm. It's
I'm
no
just,
biggie.
I'm just go up there and just do what I can. So just play my own game.
Well, I think that's the best you can do. And obviously that plan has worked for you. So I'm going to say stick to your plan. Don't listen to any outside, any pressures, nothing. So now tell me something. Taking a look at some of the true freshmen around the country from last season, do you feel that you are going to be able to have a similar impact on your freshman year?
Hopefully. I know if I just keep my mind on the Lord and just
amen,
have a great mindset about the whole thing and get through everything that comes with college, then I'll hopefully do pretty good. So I'm just go, like I said, I'm just try my best and just go with the flow and see what happens.
Well, I think that Lord has done a great job of carrying you, and I'm sure that he's going to continue to do that. And along with blessing you, bless us all with the victories that are ahead for you. Now, on a personal note, I'm a mommy, and my son is a huge fan and a huge fan of yours. In fact, he's not here because I think he went to check something out at, I'm going to say it, Reagan High School. But anyhow, on a more personal family level, if you don't mind me kind of going there, is there, besides your own, athletic demands that you put on yourself when you're out there on the field, is there anyone in your heart that you would say is a driving force also for you that got you, helped to get you to this point?
My whole family is very supportive. Anything I do, they're right there behind me. I would say if anybody part of my family was to stand out, it would be my older brother. I know when I was younger, I would always just kind of be with him all the time, be with him and his friends, and I'd always try to beat them and stuff. And I guess that just kind of gave me the drive just to get that much better. So just having him in my life would just push me more and more in everything I did.
Perfect.